Let's turn to the final bit of today's 1-2-3 show, and that is Sadie Kaye. Sadie Kaye is back with her skewed take on life in her monthly humor column called Sharp Pains, and this one is called The End of the Rat.
It's the eve of Lunar New Year, and the cracks are beginning to show. Time seems to be moving in dog years, a sort of never-ending, slow-motion, half-term hell. It's only later that evening that things get a little more exciting. I'm weighing up whether to do a quick workout on the exercise bike or make myself another cheese toasty when Daddy grabs me from behind, that's my husband, not my father, and pulls me into the bathroom. Daddy! Naughty! He's barely wearing a damp flannel, and for a moment I think perhaps my luck has changed. But then common sense prevails. The only children conceived during the pandemic have been firstborns. Those of us who already have kids know better now. What's wrong? Daddy has turned white as a ghost. There's a rat. Oh, I peer anxiously around our bathroom. Hiding, is it? He gestures at the toilet. For once, he's remembered to close the lid. In there! Out of sight, out of mind. That doesn't apply to rats. Lift the lid and see. Daddy urges me. Okay. I approach the toilet in trepidation. There's a terrifying scratching coming from within. The lid starts to wobble ominously. I think I catch a glimpse of snout. So I do what any amateur pest controller would do in this situation. I buy myself some time. What colour was it? I probe Daddy. As if there might be a few shades of rat we'd be perfectly prepared to live with in a pandemic. It was rainbow-coloured. Really? No, of course not. It was sewage-coloured, like it had just swum up through our shit. What's going on, Mummy? The kids arrive on the scene. There's been so little excitement in the flat for the past year that we've drawn a crowd. What's happening, Mummy? Repeats our daughter. Daddy thinks he saw a rat. I did see a rat. Yeah, and we were just discussing its colour. What colour is it? Inquires our son. It's sort of a sewagey colour. I put his young mind at rest. Give us the room, Daddy demands in a manly fashion. Let Mummy deal with this intruder. Daddy restores my low expectations for Valentine's. I cautiously lift the toilet lid up a crack. Is it big, Mummy? Not too big. Not too big? Daddy gasps. That thing had thighs. I grab Daddy's Sudoku book, conveniently positioned on the flush, and the bathroom bin with the other. I open the lid. The rat stares back at us. It has bits of toilet paper stuck to it, like it's been half built out of papier-mâché. Our son starts screaming like the kid in The Exorcist, and Daddy leaps into the shower, slipping on a bar of soap and pulling the shower curtain and rail down with him. In the confusion, the rat makes a run for it. Our daughter gestures to the corner of the room where the beast has taken up its new residence. Good luck, Mummy. Okay, clear the room. Daddy takes command of feigning commanding. If this thing goes sideways, it's not a crab, Dad. Our daughter auto-corrects him. Because I've got my hands full, I approach the rat, bin in one hand, puzzle book in the other. My trapping equipment. The closer I get, the larger and more sewagey coloured it becomes. It's terrifyingly still, ready to pounce. Then I bring down the bin and slide the book underneath. Got you, you dirty rat. I tiptoe into the garden like a bomb disposal expert. Open the garden gate. I get a safe distance from the house. Remove the bin and drop the book. For a heart-stopping second, the beast clings on. Then it's gone. I suddenly hear cheering and firecrackers being set off. I look up and the neighbours are on their balconies and terraces. They all start to clap and cheer and set off more firecrackers. It seems like the whole of Gem Villa has come out to witness my heroism. I take a short bow. They're not cheering you, Daddy reads my mind. It's the end of the rat. God, I hope so.
Many thanks for your weird and wonderful humor column, Sadie K. And it's called Sharp Pains. And this one is The End of the Rat. Thank you very much once again to Sadie K.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. See ya. Show them it, girl. Ba-da-bang-bang. Bang.